Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The sports update brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Marlins win the finale against the Mets yesterday 3-2 as Miami avoided a 3-game sweep by the NL East leaders. Rookie Nick Fortes hit a solo home run with 2 outs in the 9th inning. Pablo Lopez is going to start the opener of a 3-game set at St. Louis tonight. That is Monday night. 4-star quarterback Jaden Rashada commits to the Hurricanes over Florida. LSU and Texas A&M and the Colorado Avalanche won Game 6 last night, 2-1, win their first Stanley Cup since 2001. The Joe Rose Show, minus Joe, with Brian, now. This is the kind of music we need on a Monday morning, especially after my night last night or my morning. I'm watching the security cam right now because I just saw the door open, and I believe my son is still awake.
Oh, no.
I don't even know what I'm walking into later.
You don't need to go home. Don't go home.
Like, I'm going to see if Len needs extra stuff done here in the studios today.
Home.
Like, I can just tell it's going to be a long one. We'll get into that story later on. That is just a personal oh-my-God story from a new dad. I say a new dad. I'm 4.5 years into my being a dad, but today, last 24 hours, good God, that was something else. All right. Lots of other stuff, not just Canes Legend Camp to talk about, and a couple things that I wanted to bring up with Brian. Brian Monroe sitting in here for Joe Rose today. Vlad in the other room, Hollywood, and Joe out this week. So the beginning of last week, maybe the end of the week before that, right before the draft, Kyrie Irving is at an impasse with Brooklyn. I think it's another couple days before he has to either sign that extension or just go into free agency. And then put out his list of 6 teams. That he might want to go play for. And then there's a part B to that also, because if Kyrie somehow does not go back with Brooklyn, Kevin Durant wants out. So now this Brooklyn Big Three super team that they put together a couple years back, where Durant missed the entire first season because he was injured. Year two, Kyrie Irving wouldn't get the shot, and he was out most of the season. And then they come back, get James Harden, and no one wants to play with James Harden. They trade him off for Ben Simmons. I mean, this is a disaster. I don't want anyone... When it first came about where James Harden went to that team, and it really was the thought of having Irving, Durant, and James Harden out there at the same time for a whole season, that was a scary thought because, wow, that's going to be pretty interesting. And Hollywood even said here, this is the best offensive big three of all time. I was like, okay. It has the chance, sure, if everyone's saying, but don't put them in the same category as a couple of the other kind of super teams put together.
Oh, no.
You know, whether they were drafted together like in Golden State and they were all just built that way, or if Dwayne Wade brings in LeBron and Chris Bosh, this team didn't get out of the first round of the playoffs. This team has not went to an Eastern Conference Finals. This team has not went to a Finals. They have not won a championship, and now they might blow up. This is the biggest, I'm going to say biggest disaster of building a super team maybe of all time.
It's up there.
Yeah. I mean, it could. Now, something might change. They might come back. Maybe they win a championship in a year or two, and we look back and go, wow, what a horrible start, but they ended up good. But if somehow this doesn't stick together, biggest disaster.
I mean, I can't see them winning it in a year or two because I can't see them together moving forward. You know, listen, we always talk about Kyrie Irving. Very talented young man, obviously. Baller, one of the best finishers of all time. Problem is, he's a little weird.
Right.
You know, he's got a little to him where he's a little...
Well, everything bothers him, and if something does bother him, he could be out 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I get it. Some people are... Everything going on in the world right now, And there's plenty, plenty. Believe me, we're not getting into any of that. We're doing sports and not the other BS. But yeah, I could see it affecting people. But in this type of circumstance, if you're Kevin Durant, and this is the guy that you pledged to play the next 4 or 5 years with, if not more than that, and this is what's happened, I think I'd be a little pissed off if I'm Kevin Durant.
A little.
Yeah.
I don't think I would want to play with the guy anymore.
Yeah, but he does, obviously.
I mean, yeah, because he knows how talented he is.
Right.
But the problem is, when you look at Kyrie, Kyrie's only been successful when he's with an alpha dog.
Right.
Right? To me, Kevin Durant isn't that guy. He's not going to get in your face. He's not going to chew you out. He's not going to tell you really what to do. He just wants to get the ball, let me score, let me do my thing. You know, when Kyrie was with LeBron, he had someone that put him in check. When he went to Boston, disaster.
Right,
so it's he needs that alpha dog, that rare talent to put him in check. And they don't have that guy at the Nets. So, yeah, you might bring in Ben Simmons, and let's just say it stays together. We all know what Ben Simmons is. I mean, he's a freak, a unicorn of a point guard, great defender, can't shoot to save his life.
No.
And that's it. He can drive to the basket.
Shoot.
That's
right,
it. You're going to have a great defender, and really you're going to be, you know, let me drive to the layup and stuff like that. That ain't going to win you a championship.
No.
Not in the East. Not in the
East
with the team.
Tough, right.
They got some teams that you look at and say, look, you can say whatever you want about the Heat. They always get hated on. But they got a team. They got a team of a bunch of undrafted dudes. But guess what? They buy into Spo's program and the culture, and they're successful.
Right.
Why? Because they have great coaches, and they know this is how we run ship down here. And we listen and we go. Yeah, you got KD and you got Kyrie and you got Ben Simmons, but it's more of like that one-on-one ball. There is no scheming. There is no, hey, this is the play we're going to run up. It's just like, give it to KD, give it to Kyrie, step back. Okay, cool, you made it. Okay, let's go on. That's not going to be successful. Not in the East when you got Boston in their young core. You got Milwaukee as well. 76ers, sure, Embiid and Harden. Yeah, okay, they might make some noise a little bit in the playoffs.
Yeah, they'll make a little bit of noise.
You got the Heat. It's just, for me, with the rumors that are sort of happening with Kyrie, go somewhere else. You're not going to fit in with Heat culture. You're just not.
Well, that was my question that I was going to ask for you.
No.
Would you take a chance on Kyrie Irving if you're the Heat?
No, absolutely not. I'd rather the other two.
Riley loves reclamation projects. You know that.
I don't care. I just don't think that he would fit in with that locker room down there. Yes, you got the Jimmy Butlers. That's that alpha dog that can keep him in check.
Right.
But what would you have to give up for him? And I just don't think his attitude, his personality would work in this culture.
Right.
If it's me, if it's one of the two on that team or Bradley Beal, I'm taking KD all day long,
right,
because KD is a freak
of
a scorer and Bradley Beal is a beast.
Right.
You know, if it had to go in order, I would go KD, Bradley Beal, then Kyrie.
Yeah, okay. And that, I can understand that one, because Kyrie Irving, I mean, I don't know what's going to end up happening with him. If he does just kind of say, I'm not going back to Brooklyn, I want out, what will he do? I even saw Brian Windhorst say, I wouldn't be surprised, as no one knows what's going on in Kyrie's head, if he would take a $30 million pay cut and go play with LeBron again in the Lakers.
He
and
would.
Play for about $7 or $8 million for the year, right?
He would.
Like, isn't that crazy to think about, though?
No.
He's got a $36 million right now option that he has to just go, yes. Or he says, no, but I want the $45 million a year, 4-year extension, that 180 or 202, whatever it's going to be, and I can stay in Brooklyn. Or there's the bottom of the barrel thing that I would never think of, where he says, I want to go play, win a championship in L.A. with LeBron and Anthony Davis, but the most they could give me is about $7.2 million.
He would do it.
It's unbelievable to me that it's not. If Vlad was the only person saying this, I would call Vlad an idiot. I would be like, what are you talking about? But there's so many people saying that you don't know what's going on in Kyrie's head to think that. Now, okay, let's say that happens. Let's say Kyrie shocks the world and goes, maybe it wouldn't be shocking the world, and goes out to L.A. How about this? Either one of the L.A. teams, because these Clippers are on that 6-team list also. What if he went out and played with Kawhi and Paul George and was the point guard out there, but only had the $6 million exemption or whatnot? Now, KD has said, if you get rid of him, I want out.
I want out, yeah.
What do you do if Kevin literally says, I want to play for the Heat, or I want to play for I want to play for Philadelphia. You know, like whatever. He just throws another team out there. And you're Pat Riley. You're not going to be able to give up Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and a first-round pick and get him. You're not. You got to give up more than that.
Bam, guy.
Bam, I would assume, is going to be in that, hey, the Nets are going to say we want Bam.
I'm not giving it up.
Do you? Okay.
Whoa, you're not giving Bam up for KD?
I was going to say, would you mortgage Bam, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and a first-round pick.
For KD?
For KD.
Man,
yeah, bro.
And I know, listen, I know we sound like we're playing 2K and like someone's making a nasty offer on a trade, but like this could be something in the next week where it's put on the plate in front of this Heat team, in front of Andy Ellisberg and Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, Mickey and Nick Arison, and they have to look at their roster and say, okay, we're not giving up Jimmy Butler. Obviously, Jimmy's our guy. They're probably not going to take Kyle Lowry with his $30 million for two more years, more than likely not. So if they say, no, we don't want him, but we do want Bam and we do want Tyler. Are you giving up pieces like that? And maybe we're playing fantasy role NBA right now and this doesn't happen, but what if it does? What if that's put in front on the platter in front of Pat Riley? From what I've seen since Pat Riley's been down here since 1995, if there's a big fish in front of him, he's going after the big fish.
But what's the other thing that you've also seen with Pat Riley? He doesn't give up everything you thought he would have to give up.
Right.
Maybe he pulls other teams.
Right. So maybe he does.
I think he'll be able to hold on to Bam
and
Jimmy
as two core pieces.
I'm telling you.
I'll be honest.
If there's one guy that can do it, it's
Riley.
Him.
We're not
the Godfather.
Listen. So these people have seen the Godfather.
Right.
You know, they've seen the offer. They've seen the making of the Godfather.
They're
not going to get fleeced like that.
Ryan, I hope you're
right. Once they get in a room with him, they're going to crumble. It's just going to happen.
No.
Every time that something's happened with the Heat, everyone always goes, that's not going to happen. There's no way they don't give this person up. There's no way they're going to be able to sign those three guys and make the contract.
You're
work.
Right. It's happened.
And guess what?
You're right.
They've done it every single time.
There was no way LeBron was leaving the Heat, right?
Well, no, everybody knew that because of Savannah. We all knew that. We knew that for a fact.
But wait a minute. There's no way you could have told me either 10 or 11 years ago, whenever it was, that we were going to watch that decision that night, and he was going to say he's taking his talent to South Beach.
No way.
There's no chance. First off, I didn't think there was a chance because I didn't think LeBron would come down here, A. B, there's no way they're going to fit it under the salary cap. They got no one. Who are they going to have on their bench? And then they bring in Mike Miller and UD under, like, minimal contracts to play with these guys. And the next couple of years you get Battier and guys like that. But here's the deal. We know that Pat – we always say this because every couple of years we say this. I think Pat's on the last leg of this journey for himself.
Of course.
He wants to leave with another championship.
100%.
He knows the guys that are here right now, the Bams of the world, the Tylers of the world, the Kyle Lowrys of the world, this team is good. But they might not be championship. They're good enough to almost get there, but they need something else.
Well,
Kevin Durant, they
need a closer, exactly.
Is dangling in front of Pat Riley right now. You just have to think, what is Pat Riley willing to do? If he is available and wants to play here, what is he willing to give up? Maybe you're right, Brian. Maybe he does pull a rabbit out of a hat and say, we're going to make this trade. You can have Tyler, you can have Duncan, you can have Lowry, you can have a first-round pick, you can have this, whatever you want. You cannot touch Bam and Jimmy. I don't know if Brooklyn would bite.
If any team would bite, it's Brooklyn.
You think so?
If any team is Brooklyn, they get fleeced. I mean, look.
They do get fleeced.
They got
the
Ben Simmons fleece.
Right. Oh, they do. Right?
Right. What was the Kevin Garnett fleece? Ben Simmons one?
Yeah.
A dude that didn't play? The best ability is what?
Availability.
Thank you. Okay. So tell me that they didn't get fleeced. The guy hasn't played, and what was his back hurt the whole time, or was it my bad? We can't get into certain things.
No. If it's injury
but it was,
wise,
it was injury
would be a back.
Or in his
right.
head,
right?
Which I'm not going
to
get on that.
No,
that
we don't
subject.
Need to.
But
right.
when it comes down to it, if I make a trade for somebody and he never plays for my team, how did I win that? Literally, he gave me 0 points, 0 rebounds.
Right.
I've done that on the bench. I mean, at my house. That, yeah. So
you
I'm
scored
sorry.
As many points as he did this season.
They got right. fleeced. They got fleeced. You knew you were going. You knew you were trading for a guy that had something going on, whether that was off the court,
right.
or whether that was on his in his lower back or whatever his injuries have been, and you took that chance for a guy that's been playing. You know, Harden is maybe not what he was before.
No,
but
he's not Houston Harden.
20-some points, right. and now you get zero. That's what you got, Vlad.
You got crap
zero.
For crap.
You got crap, but you also got somebody that's playing.
But you got crap for crap.
I'm sorry. They lost that trade.
I think the trade basically to a point stunk for both teams because they had 100%. To get rid of trash. They had to get rid of garbage.
One got trash and one got recycling.
Okay, right. One guy, a guy that literally you don't know if he's going to like play or be even close to where he's going to be mentally, physically, whatever the case is. Then on the other hand, for Philadelphia, you gave away a number one overall pick, a guy, and now to keep the guy in the trade, you might have to give him one of the most ridiculous deals of all time. And it's going to be ruin your team if you do it. But you're put in a position where if you don't, what the hell did you make that trade for?
Basura for basura, man.
Right.
It's trash for trash.
No, you're right.
You know what? You can say it's recyclable. You know that recyclables go in one bin now.
Right. On that note, Brian Monroe in for Joe Rose. Vlad's on the other side. Let's take a break. Conversation right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I do like when Vlad is here for the music selection, because anything to keep me hyped up is good. Text machine, by the way, someone said, guys, you're forgetting about Victor Oladipo. Could be a huge factor. Could Victor Oladipo do something for this team? Sure.
Or is he talking about the trade or like value-wise?
No. First off, Victor helped himself out at the end of the season in the playoffs. He did. Showing that he's kind of almost back. He's not all-star a couple years ago back.
Not, no.
But after injuries like that, listen, you're a former player, you get it.
Of course.
I can imagine you've seen injuries happen to players where players are just never back to that. Yep. So Victor went through 2 years of monstrous injuries and surgeries and came back in that one game for the Heat, had a dunk by himself with no one around him, came down, had to be out another year after that. So I get it. It's a great story. And maybe he's another contributor for the Heat this year. Maybe instead of being that eighth or ninth guy, he does actually become that sixth man like Tyler would have been or whatnot. But I don't think that that's a guy that you can necessarily say at this point, especially for the Heat, man, we're good here, and we got Victor Oladipo to give us 18 points a game. I think he's a good player.
Yeah.
And he was a great player in this league on his way to becoming, he was an all-star, becoming one of those guys that probably every year would be on the first three all-NBA teams because he was that good. Plus, he was on a couple crappy teams. So, like, when you're on a bad team and you put up 25 points a night, you normally are all-star by the end of the season. But as good as a story as it is, I'm not depending on Victor Oladipo for this Heat team outside of whatever bonus you get from him. That's it.
Yeah, and I think there's two things you need when it comes to the playoffs, right? Consistency.
Right.
I think the guys that balled, you know, a lot during the regular season had some, you know, some games in the playoffs, but that's didn't really it, show right. up. And maybe some of them were injured. I get it. And you also, you know, need somebody that you can say, hey, someone's going to give me double digits every night. Someone's going to give me a great defender. Someone's going to give me 20-something this night. I don't know how many guys they have on the team that can consistently
right.
do that for them in the playoffs, because it's not about the regular season. We know the Heat are going to get there.
Yeah, of course.
It's about what are you going to do in the playoffs. And the playoffs is a different
noise. Dog. Right, right. And I was at game 5 of the Atlanta first round series when Jimmy was out and Victor started that game.
Yeah.
And I showed up and I found it on the way down there that Jimmy was out. I was a little bummed out. I wanted to see Jimmy play. And game 5, Atlanta, boo, bleep Trae Young. There was a chant in the crowd. Like, that's fun. Playoffs are good. And Victor had 8 points, 8 of the first 10 points for the Heat. And he looked like old Victor Oladipo for a second. And I was like, wow, I'm like, this guy could sustain this throughout the playoffs. He just made himself a ton of money, made himself another $50 million. Someone's going to pay him. Probably not going to be the Heat, but someone's going to pay him. And then he came back to, like, earth a little bit, was out for a couple of games, played here, became the seventh man, maybe outside of Tyler Hero, probably that sixth or seventh man. And then towards the end when Tyler was hurt, he was the sixth man. That's great. I think it's a great story. I think Victor Oladipo is one of the better comeback stories we've seen in the last decade in the NBA. I just don't want to depend on Victor Oladipo.
Exactly.
I'd like to have him as an asset, an added, you know, person on the team. But I don't think he'll be back. I don't think he'll be back with the Heat, because I do think there's another team that would say,
they'll pay more in the open market.
Listen, you're getting $8 million from the Heat under that exemption.
Yeah.
We'll give you a 3-year deal for 35. You're going to get 10 plus, and it's guaranteed for the next couple of years. And who's going to be mad at Victor for taking
you
that?
Say
nobody.
No to that.
Yeah. Right.
You can't say no to that. And so, I was a little frustrated with him, too, because I went to game 7 against Boston.
Right. Right.
And I'm like, stop shooting the damn three and pass the ball.
Right,
drive
right,
to the rim.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I just don't, like you said, you can't depend on him.
No.
Not right now, because it's not.
Right.
He's not back to that guy. It takes a little bit.
Right. And that's where you have to kind of look at Victor Oladipo there. Someone just said, texted in, don't sleep on John Wall's buyout. Listen, John Wall just opted in for a $47 million contract.
I would, too.
And there's no one in their right mind that wouldn't. Just like Russell
Come
Westbrook.
On.
Like you don't think he's going to opt? You think someone's not? That. But here's the thing. We talked about Kyrie before. He's the only guy out of this whole group that you would think maybe would say, nah, I don't want that money. I'm going to go play for $30 million less. But John Wall is an interesting one, because they basically already told him, opt in, take your $47 million. We're going to buy you out, or we're going to trade you. You're never going to play for this Houston team again. They told him that last year also.
You're going to get bought out. There ain't no way anybody's
right.
picking up that contract.
No.
Are you crazy for
buy
a guy that hasn't played in, what, 3 years?
No, and the best part about that is let Houston buy him out for $45 million or $40 million, whatever the buyout would be, unless it's the whole thing, $47 million, which I don't know under NBA rules if that's the case, how you have to buy him out or not.
Damn, that's nice.
Right, not bad. Don't play basketball.
Damn.
Monroe, you can't play basketball this season, but – basically, if we put it out a whole year, you can almost get $1 million a week not to play.
I will damn near almost do nothing. You tell me you can't do this for a year and I'm going to give you $47
right.
million. Dollars,
right.
I won't do it.
Right.
I won't do it.
But the best part about that is that they buy him out for $47 million and he double dips and comes here and plays for about $4.5 million on one of the mid-level exemptions.
$4.5 million. Give him league minimum. Give him $800,000.
Yeah.
What are you talking
That's
about?
That's what I would do. But, like,
Sheesh.
Yeah, you're a vet in the league. You're going to get a little bit more. Whatever the veteran
whatever
minimum.
Whatever veteran
right.
minimum is.
Whatever UD makes. Like,
yeah.
That's how I look at whatever UD's making this year. If that's the vet minimum.
But that's another guy coming off injuries, hasn't played a lot. Are we going to get the old John
right.
Wall, or are we going to get some new guy that's just a little bit of the old John
right.
Wall?
You're, it's almost like a project like Oladipo again, except not that bad, because Oladipo really was gone for almost 2.5 full seasons without playing. Wall probably could have played last year. They just said, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not suiting up. You're not
that's
playing.
That's the type of move that Pat Riley pulls off.
Right.
Where all of a sudden you get off the bench, you're like, damn, how they got these all-stars coming off the bench?
Right.
Because they bought into what Pat Riley's selling and what Spo puts out there. So, would love it, but I can't depend on it and say, okay, cool, now they're a championship team.
Right. So, we'll see. Lots of things going on in the NBA right now, and everything's going to come to a kind of a halt when we find out the Kyrie situation first. Whatever that, the dominoes will fall right after that, and we'll see what the Heat does. I'm excited to see if the Heat are in the market, or if they kind of stay out of it and say, nah, we never really had an opportunity to think about it. We didn't care about it. Kyrie, we knew he was going to either go here or go there. But when he put his six teams out there, it just seems like every time somebody puts their
– put the Heat in there.
Here are the teams that I would play for. It's the Lakers. It's the Clippers. It's the Knicks. It's the Heat. I'll play for this team
and
also.
And the Mavs. I don't know why the Mavs always get thrown in there too.
Because they have money.
Yeah.
That's real. And Luka's still – you know, Luka's
– I mean, Luka's the man.
Right. And you get to play with Luka, which is good too. But – One thing we've seen from Luka the last couple of years is that it almost seems like he plays better when he's just the one and, like, the next guy's like a three or a four. Yeah. And he doesn't have a two. Not that Porzingis was good or great. I get that. He was okay at best, and he had some times where he looked great. But they started playing better when they got rid of him and they got other guys in a trade that were kind of threes and fours or even down the line there. So we'll see. But, yeah, if you have an opportunity to play with a guy like Luka, why wouldn't you at this point? Yeah. And they could give you all the money you want. So you're not going there for cheap. You're still getting your 40-plus mil.
You're getting paid.
Right.
Luka's got to do the next step, though. He's got to do the next step as a pro. He's got to really look into his diet and his offseason workout and take that next step in his body because he still has that what we call baby fat. He just he looks a little bit chubby that he can – you know, he's got the Kyle Lowry syndrome right now. So they both need to take that next step and really dedicate themselves this offseason to eating well.
Getting better. Like, I think Luka even said after going into the season, after that whole, like, Olympic whatever it was, that he took a month off between where the Olympics ended and the training camp started, and he said he gained about 25 pounds.
Easy.
Like, just sitting around.
I mean, he drinks beer for breakfast, guys.
Right. No, I get it. I mean, probably, you know, I get that. But Brian's right. When you want to take that next step. It's funny, too, because he did that, and he still was, like, first-team NBA. He was still, like, one of the best players in the league off that.
He's a beast. I mean, he literally could go down as one of the best players of all time.
Yeah, he could.
But he has to dedicate himself to changing his body because that's really what's good. To me, that's really what separates good and great athletes, the way that they take care of their body, the way that they put in the money in the offseason to say, okay, cool, I'm good. I'm one of the best in the league, but how do I become great? And it's always about what you put in your body. How do you fuel your body? And that's it. I mean, look at LeBron. LeBron's a day after me birthday-wise. Right. Same damn age.
Right.
And look at him. Yeah. Look at him still right now. Why? Because he probably puts in $1 million or $2 million in the offseason alone.
I think he said that when he was with the Heat, that it was just for, like, the chef and the nutritionist.
For sure.
It's $1 million a year.
And it's crazy because I remember, you know, being at the Miami, we'd have some of the hardest workouts of my life. And, you know, I'd still go home, eat whatever I wanted to, and still be lean, but nothing like crazy. Until I got older, like 24, 25, 26, and actually dedicated myself to eating right, that's when I got ripped.
Right.
And that's where everything changed. I said, damn, if I had this in high school and college,
be a different story.
Just imagine. I might have three kids right now.
Probably smart at this point. You had a couple extra Oreos at that point. You don't have to, you know, deal with that. It's interesting when you look at the players around the league, guys like Luka. And then you brought up LeBron and what they do for themselves. I remember just seeing how Cam Wake for the Miami Dolphins, one of those guys that, you know, Joe would see go into the facility and be able to, former player, go into the kitchen and do all that stuff. And he would say, like, dudes were getting, like, you know, big plates of, like, breakfast. And, like, you'd look at Cam Wake, and Cam Wake's got, like, a piece of toast and a smoothie.
Yeah.
And the toast is only really there to soak up some of the smoothie. Because he drinks, and I was like, oh, well, like, what kind of smoothie? Like, you know me, I'm thinking, like a chocolate strawberry banana smoothie? No, it's kale. It's a kale smoothie and, like, grass from the outside and some protein powder, and it's huge. It's like a 40-ounce smoothie or something like that. But that's how guys, you know, they're taking care of themselves. It's a lot different than when Joe brings up the stories all the time. And last week we had a bunch of the old players on talking about, you know, halftime of a game, dudes are smoking cigarettes. After the game, coaches are coming through the locker room, bumming cigarettes off dudes while they're drinking beers, six packs of Coors Light on the flight home. Times have changed. Like LeBron, $1 million a year and a nutritionist.
And there's a reason why they look the way they do and they perform the way they do. And you know what? You look at the kids. We were talking about recruiting earlier. Look at the difference between size-wise when I was coming out, which was only 20 years ago, which I feel like isn't that long ago, to what they look like now. I mean, they're trees, most of them. 6'7", 6'8", 315, but not like fat 315. Like, look at the left tackle that just came out of Alabama, which was in the 7th or 8th pick.
Right. Evan Neal.
I mean, 350 or something, and he didn't have a stomach. Right. So it's impressive as you see science and technology changing, but what you put in your body is what it gets out. And, you know, being a personal trainer, what I tell guys is, you know, you're a car guy, okay? What kind of car you got? Oh, you got a sick car. You put in crap gas? No.
No.
Okay, why not? Because it doesn't perform well. Okay, think of your body just like that. And it's true. I mean, Harrison from the Steelers, all the things that he used to put through his body. Like, you got to take that next step. And I would love to see Luka take that next step because I think his game could go even higher. And Kyle Lowry, come on, guy. I mean, you know, you look like you got the – what did somebody say on Twitter? You got the BBL, like, in Miami. Like, We got to change that, bro, because we depend on you to be a guy.
I'm not worried about you saying it. Riley came out and said he needs to get into shape. Right.
You got to be the guy, and you didn't have that Kyle Lowry from Toronto in the playoffs this year. You need him to step up, and you know what? You're going to have to drop about 15, 20 pounds.
Probably have to get back into heat shape more than anything else. I'll never forget the text I got from Hollywood in round one or whatever that he's like, does Kyle Lowry look like he's wearing 4XL pants?
I'm telling you.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, like, they're really long, but they're big. It's not like just long shorts that, you know, they weren't Fab Five shorts. This was the center on the team. He borrowed his shorts.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what it was. So, yeah.
You guys are body shaming, man.
No.
That's not body shaming, bro.
Pat Riley came out and said, dude needs to get in shape. I was making fun of the fact he was wearing long-ass shorts. That's it, because they were down to, like, his ankles. And I don't even know if they make shorts like that anymore. Everyone's wearing skinny shorts now.
I don't get this trend.
I mean, look at me, bro. There's no way you're seeing skinny shorts on a guy like me.
I don't get
unless
that
we paste two together. And that's a skinny.
You wearing
shorts.
The hoochie shorts?
Yeah, DJ Williams is a big, big fan of that movement.
The skinny shorts?
What?
The hoochie shorts?
You know he's been the what did he call himself? The dad shorts has been going on for the longest time. So he's been the president, the chairman of that fan club all day
long.
Can't
do it, man.
And he's getting his boys involved, too. You know, Dime Life, they make all these little more shorts. I'm like, nah, DJ, send me something else, bro. I'm good.
Send me some pants. Maybe the pants are just like long shorts.
I don't mind rocking shorts, but not no short shorts.
You
don't want to show no thighs?
Nah, I'm passing that.
Thighs?
I'm
good with that. Whatever happened to, like, the old Fab Five shorts? Like, those are...
you can't rock those no more.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit shorter than that.
So we can't rock the old baggy shorts, and we're not rocking...
you rock like these right here. You know, normal, man.
Normal shorts, right.
We're good.
Yeah.
For the listeners, Brian Monroe was wearing shorts.
I'm wearing shorts, yeah. I'm wearing shorts. My bad. I didn't put the camera on me.
You're showing us.
Let me take a picture and put it on Instagram real quick.
Right. 305-567... 0560 is the text machine if you want to get in here. Like I said, we got a couple hurricane guests coming up here, 840. We're going to talk to Randall Thrill Hill, and we're going to get caught up with the recruiting and the weekend also. Maybe not from Brian's eyes, but from someone who covers the recruiting like crazy. Gabby Arruti is going to join us also, 24/7 Sports. He also is the co-host of Through the Smoke podcast. So we'll talk to him a little bit about what he saw this weekend, what happened yesterday, what's going to happen hopefully in the next couple weeks as well. Let's take another break. We'll come back. I want to talk more, Brian, about more stuff that happened at Canes Legend Camp, and not necessarily what happened there, but some of the people that Brian saw for the first time, including two guys we haven't talked about, coaches, the OC and the DC, and how much they might bring to this team. I do want to get into that a little bit also. Plenty of other stuff to talk about during the show today. But like I said, if you want to get in the text machine, 305-567-0560. Let's take a break. We're back right after this.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brings me back to the Super Bowl for a second. Now that when I hear this,
that was one of the best shows.
I loved it.
That was one of the best shows. I think we were all dancing to the place I was watching that.
Of course. I mean, listen, it's all generational stuff each year at the Super Bowl, and we talk about it all the time here on the show. Whenever we talk about the Super Bowl stuff, you could have 10 people sitting at a table. Five are going to hate it. Five are going to love it. Three are going to hate it. Three are going to be okay with it. Four are going to love it. You're never going to have everyone sitting around watching that Super Bowl halftime show that go, wow, you know what? Brian, that was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, oh, man, that was so great. Never going to happen like that. Now, for anyone, I would say 48 and younger, that was an awesome Super Bowl.
Like, everybody was like, that was dope. Top three all time.
Right. I mean, it was just, that's it. You know, like when The Who played a couple years back.
The what?
Right. I was like, oh. Like, okay.
Isn't that from,
like,
CSI Miami?
Right, exactly, right. Like, and then you got the people that don't necessarily like what happened here in Miami when you had Shakira and J-Lo. And
whoa.
You mean J-Lo not liking
whoa,
it?
Whoa. Right. I was about to say, the only person that didn't like it was J-Lo herself. Right. And I know
anyone
why.
Anyone else that didn't like
look
it.
Look at Shakira. Shoot, right. We could replay this one again.
Yeah. We didn't need J-Lo.
Year. No.
We didn't. We really didn't.
And you definitely didn't need J-Lo for the whole 12 minutes.
Goodness,
that's for sure.
My
that
God.
Point. Could have had her on for 3 minutes and give me 9 minutes of Shakira and been fine.
What?
But
awesome.
You're just never going to have everyone that likes the Super Bowl halftime performance every year. And that's plenty fine. But for me, and now I know from Brian and from Vlad, I know for sure this last one was awesome. I mean, if you would have told me when the CDs came out, and I say CDs, anyone who's listening doesn't know what a CD is. That's how we used to listen to music on CDs. And then there was cassette tapes even before that. When those CDs used to come out every Tuesday and you had Snoop's new one come out and Dre's come out and even Eminem's come out and got, like, there were people lined up for that.
Now
you just have to go on Apple Music or Spotify and
hit a
click. Right.
You said Tuesday. Remember when music and movies were released on a Tuesday?
Right. Listen, I remember my first year up in Gainesville, and that stuff used to come out on Tuesday, and Monday night at midnight, they'd be open up. And, like, you could get, like, they'd give out, like, 500, you'd sell 500 of their CDs at midnight. And then after the 500, you got to wait till the next morning. We'd be lined up. Oh, that new CD's coming out. We got to get that. This one's coming out. We got to get that tonight. Nowadays, come on. People, if you told people outside, well, actually, I guess people still line up for, like, the phones, right?
What? Line up? They're nutcases.
Right,
with that.
Right. So I guess it's still happens with certain things.
Certain things, yeah.
But
certain,
like,
techie things.
Can you imagine now telling a 12 or 13-year-old kid, like, if you want that new Drake album, you got to get to Circuit City by 11 o'clock at night and wait in line.
Well,
like, what?
This past Drake album, I don't think anybody would have been waiting in line for
that. Okay, bad example. Bad example.
Well, actually, they're playing it right now in space, so I take that back.
Okay,
there are some people that still like it.
You know anyone else that's being played in space right now? Nope.
Black Coffee. Who
Beyonce?
Produced the album?
Right. But can you just,
there's only two things that kids these days are lining up for.
Okay, let me hear.
Apple phone.
Yes.
And sneakers.
That's a great point. You're
sneakers.
Right.
Sneakers are like, it's crazy. Like, right. Old head like me that wants some new Jordans, all of a sudden I'm competing with an eighth grader. I'm like, what are you doing in line, bro?
Right.
And now you're like hitting the button, like, you lost. And all of a sudden you see the kid that wins, you're like, this is
unbelievable.
You have
to get like a lottery, right? Like,
yeah.
I've seen that. Yeah, I know a couple dudes that every time the new shoes come out.
God,
right.
I love when my best friend was still a Nike athlete and just be like, here's a couple grand, go buy some stuff. I'm like, yes. You got your own.
I tell the story all the time. Channing does afternoon drive here, former Miami Dolphin. Everyone knows Channing Crowder. Channing signed a Nike deal.
Oh, yeah.
When he went to the league. And his agent was also Michael Vick's agent.
Okay.
So Michael Vick and Chan went to the Nike, like the whole complex out in Oregon. And obviously Michael Vick's contract's going to be a little different than Chan's.
Yeah, a little bit different.
And Channing knew that also. Like,
a little
going
bit different.
Into it. But Channing told me that when the new Jays would come out, anything would come out, any new shoe, the Air Max, whatever it was, Channing had a special number to call that was directly to this one person. It took care of him and probably other athletes. He gave a code and just said, the new Air Max 12s that just came out, I want one in every color. And the guy's like, okay, there's going to be about 23 different, okay, size, you know my size, I'm a 11 and a half or I'm a 12, 13, whatever it was. And then like a day later, there'd be 30 boxes standing at his front door. That is, to me, yeah, okay, I'd love to be a millionaire and make $10 million a year, $20 million a year. Nowadays, I'd like to be a quarterback and make $47 million a year, or Kyrie and make $50 million a year. Damn, that's a pretty good deal to have.
It was
that Nike deal.
It was eye-opening. I was shocked, and it was like, you got your own website. They have their own website,
right?
NikeEliteAthlete.com. Anything that's new is on that thing. You need something? Call your guy. Call him up. I need this. Boom, got it. Oh, hey, you know what? You're in Vegas. Go to the Nike store. Get whatever you want.
Right.
And we'll send it to you. I'm like, say what? All
right,
let me get one of those. Let me get one of those and put it on his account. Thanks, appreciate it.
That's sweet.
It's sweet. But you know what's the best is to be a Jordan athlete.
Mm.
So Nike athletes, they have a stipend. So they have a number they can go to.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't even
know
that.
Some
right.
guys might be 10, 15, 20, 30,000 a year just in gear. Now, obviously, Jordan has expanded his brand ambassadors of athletes.
Right.
Back in the day, I think there was only like 7 or 8 with Jason Taylor being one of them.
Right, right.
Roy Jones, I believe, was one of them. Or Winky Wright was one of them. Derek Jeter was one of them. There was unlimited. There was no, hey, you have 30,000 this year. No. It was whatever you want, whatever you need. If you want every single Jordan ever made and every single color, we'll send it to your house.
Man.
They had it the best of Jordan athletes. Now, I don't know if it's the same because I haven't asked guys in years, but back in the day, whoo, man. I mean, they would leave stuff in the locker rooms with just boxes of gear and be like, all right, I'm not going to wear this. You guys can take it.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a deal.
That's a deal right there.
And now there's, you know, imagine now you going to UM or one of these colleges and it being a Jordan brand school and that's all the gear you get.
You literally, I mean, listen, even when we go back to Miami for Adidas, we always leave with a backpack.
Right,
like,
of course.
Oh, hey, thanks for coming and being a coach. And you're like, oh, that's the new fresh. Oh, that's new. Like, it's just.
That's nice.
It's ridiculous. But their budget is so crazy. They're like, hey, these are alumni. We want to put this budget in there. Like, you see what Miami does for everybody that's active in the NFL now, sends out a training camp pack.
Right.
With every single new gear from Miami, new shoes and everything. And I love some of the Adidas, like, kicks. You know, they're now starting to do, like, the lifestyle brand kicks. I mean, nothing's ever going to touch Nike for me because you got the J's and everything else
with
that.
Of course, right.
But they're doing a better job with the lifestyle brand, in my humble opinion.
Man, that is a cool deal to have.
What?
That
spoiled.
Is cool. It's spoiled. And spoiled rotten. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all.
They signed
you know
me
what?
To that deal, I'll do in a second.
Especially when you're a basketball guy and you sell shoes for them.
Right.
You're making them billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. For them to give you, I don't know how much gear for free, which cost them pennies on the dollar.
Even if it's $200,000 worth of shoes, who cares?
It means nothing to them.
Right.
It means nothing to them.
Right.
And as you just fresh around town everywhere you go, I don't want to wear the same shoe twice. Let's do it.
Sneakerhead Vic just said that Roy Jones Jr. and then Andre Ward in boxing were the
Andre
Jordan.
Ward, my bad, right. Not Winky Wright.
Can't get anything past Vic.
There you go.
Especially
that's
when it comes
up.
To but, I Vic's mean, one of the first no. people I've seen that will post the picture of, like, if he did win the shoes or not in the lottery.
100%.
Like,
yeah.
he's that guy.
No, no, no.
Like, sad face when he doesn't.
Everybody
does. And now
does
he's
it.
Got his daughter on
because
board.
Because they rub
right.
it in your face
right.
when you're sitting there
right.
going, I want the same shoe, and you got it, damn it. Like, I gave up on that a long time ago, so I'm not doing that. I'm good. Pass.
You're not waiting online anymore?
Hell no, I'm not waiting online. Only thing I'm waiting online for is food.
Right, right.
Good food. That's about it. Oh. That's really about it. Not waiting online to go in the club. I'm not waiting online. No. Food.
We talk about it all the time here on the radio. It goes from when you're younger, you're talking about women all the time, and when you get, as you get older, all you do is you're talking about food on the air. That's
well,
it.
I mean, I never waited in line for a woman. It ain't happening. Not in Miami. Not in Miami.
Oh, there's a lot of women down
here. It's like Publix down here. You know what I'm saying? You go down a different aisle. Hey.
That Publix sandwich is good,
what?
Boy. Those Publix wings are good.
Man. I like Publix subs. Does that count?
Pub subs,
yeah.
Baby. Everything's good.
I'm just talking about the food. I'm not even talking,
I'm talking about the food, too.
I can't even think of anything but a pub sub right now.
Caliente.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. 305-567-0560. We're going to get into our guests here in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Like I said, we'll talk to Randall Hill in a little less than an hour. Talk a little bit. He was at the Legends Camp as well. He'll talk about everything. And when I asked him to come on, I said, I want to get your thoughts from the Legends Camp and kind of the state of the U, like what you've seen since Mario got and everything. My man is excited.
He's ready to go.
Like, he put out a tweet last night. I'm giving my State of the Union tomorrow morning. So we'll probably have to get to him a couple minutes early.
I don't think we got to ask him a question. Just say, hey, Randall.
No, I'm
going
to introduce him, turn my mic off, go to the bathroom, come back, and he'll still be going. And that's him. We're also going to talk to Gabby Arrudia from Miami. He's a Miami recruiting guy for 24/7 Sports.
He ain't getting much sleep right now.
I can imagine. I mean, he's still tweeting. I haven't seen him not tweet in like the last like 36 hours or so. Of just things that are happening. Now, obviously, a lot has happened at the University of Miami in the last 24 hours outside of the camp ending and, like, a whole bunch of recruiting stuff. And one thing you talked about, too, when a recruit kind of gives his commitment here, all of a sudden they go out and recruit guys, too, which is amazing on social media. And that's something we'll get into also as we go on the show and as we go on with the week. It's amazing to me the power of social media, not just everything goes on in general, but with the recruiting stuff, like a guy signs, and then all of a sudden he's posting pictures of him and one of the other possible recruits.
It's over with. And
come play. We got to do this. Come here.
You need the signal caller.
Right.
You need the elite signal caller because that's the guys who they want to play with. Right. You know, we mentioned it earlier. Archie Manning. As soon as he signed, as soon as he committed to Texas.
Verbal commit. Right.
They went from being in the 40s of rankings. They're now in number 5. I think in 247 rankings within a matter of a week.
It's ridiculous.
And it's the same thing that you could see with Miami on the roll because you have Jaden Rosado, the, to me, probably top two, three quarterbacks in this class. I don't think he's five. I think he should be a five-star. I'm going to ask Gabby about that because he was a five-star for so long. And why did he drop? Because right. all he did was kill it. We have a five-star receiver down here at Gulliver that we're looking to sign. You got another four-star receiver that was just committed to Clemson. That's from Edison that we're looking to sign. And guess who we tweeted to? The first two guys he tweeted, those guys. And then the big boys. You got the five-star big boy from right. IMG. You got the guy that was on this visit with, Kirkland. And that's what you need. You need that elite signal caller to go ahead and shut everything down because everyone knows he's the guy. Right. Like, damn, I want to play with him in college. Where he goes, I'm probably going to commit, if, unless he goes to a school that is not recruiting me.
Right.
But that's the
right,
guy right. that I want to play with. And now everyone goes, damn, should I recommit to Miami? Welcome, Miami. He is the guy. Yeah, screw it. Let's go to Miami.
It's amazing. It's amazing the power of social media and what it does, especially for recruiting. We've seen it a lot, obviously, since social media got huge in the last 10, 15 years when you see these guys. Outside of the random fan tweeting at a recruit, which I always think is weird. Hey, you should come play here, or why are you going to sign with that school? But when you see a guy, a player that just committed, that all of a sudden is doing your recruiting for you, Mario's just got to sit back and just go, I could take the next 30 seconds off of my day, and that'll be the biggest break I've had since the second I took over for this team, 30 seconds. Mario is a hard worker. And it's another thing, too. We'll talk about with Randall, and we'll just talk about the 8 and 9 o'clock hour. We did a lot on the coaching staff. We never got into the OC and DC. We will get into that. But there's a certain trend with all these coaches that were hired. And the trend is everyone's a recruiting dog. That is what Mario did down here. He got great coaches. There's no doubt about it. But every one of these coaches is a recruiting dog, and maybe someone who didn't necessarily have a lot of experience in college football is a recruiting dog. Jason Taylor, not a bad guy when you have a couple defensive linemen that want to come in here and play and go to the next level. Let me learn from him. Oh, he's not wearing his yellow jacket today, but he does have one in his closet at home. He's a Hall of Famer. Or, I'm a safety. I'm not really sure where I want to play. Oh, there's Ed Reed. Okay, he's got a Hall of Fame jacket too. Yeah, a lot going on in Coral Gables, so we'll get into all that. The 8 o'clock hour really is going to be, at this point, a very big Miami Hurricane hour here on the show. Brian Monroe is in for Joe Rose. Vlad is here as well for Hollywood. 7 o'clock hour is down. 8 o'clock hour is coming up right after this. We will talk to Gabby Arrudia from 24/7 Sports. We will talk recruiting. We will talk about the Legends Weekend, and then don't hesitate to stay with us 8:40 or so, Randall Thrill Hill with his State of the Miami Union address. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Let's take a break. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.